With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Two separate high school homecoming celebrations in Mississippi ended in gunfire this weekend. Bob Agnew reports.
Officials report two separate shootings on opposite sides of the state Friday night that left at least eight people dead and many more injured. Six were killed in downtown Leland after a high school football homecoming game in the Mississippi Delta region on the state's western edge. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves said on the east side of the state, a pregnant woman was among the dead. About 20 people were hurt in the Delta region shooting. In Leland, four people were killed and two died later at a hospital. Bob Agnew reporting.
President Trump told reporters Friday he has not canceled a meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping planned for late October in South Korea.
No, I haven't canceled, but I don't know that we're going to have it. But I'm going to be there regardless, so I would assume we might have it. But, they hit the world with something that really is not anything that people are going to do.
Most members of the Federal Reserve's interest rate setting committee supported further reductions to its key interest rate this year.
Minutes from last month's meeting show a majority of Fed officials feel there is a greater chance unemployment would rise and the risk of rising inflation has either diminished or not increased. Only one official formally dissented from the quarter point rate cut in September, Stephen Miron, who was appointed by President Trump. He wanted a bigger cut. But the minutes underscore the deep division on the committee between those who feel the Fed's short-term rate is too high and weighing on the economy and those who point to persistent inflation as a reason to remain cautious. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump said today his administration has found a way to pay troops during the federal government shutdown, and he will be ordering Secretary of War Pete Hegseth to use all available funds for that. This is SRN News. Americans are worried about the birth rate.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 53% of adults believe that people choosing to have fewer children in the future will hurt the U.S. That's up 6 points from last year. A growing number of experts have been drawing attention to the falling American birth rate. Women of childbearing age need to average 2.1 kids to keep a country's population steady. The U.S. birth rate is 1.6 and headed down, a problem afflicting much of the industrialized world. Michael Harrington reporting.
The stakes in Supreme Court elections in Pennsylvania next month are very much like those in Wisconsin last spring. Partisan control of the highest court in a crucial presidential swing state. In November, Pennsylvania voters will decide whether three state Supreme Court justices, all Democrats, should keep their seats on a court that has been at the center of pivotal fights over hot-button social issues. This is SRN News. The Big Ten Conference interest in private equity deals is drawing concerns from Congress.
Washington Senator Maria Cantwell sent a letter to Big Ten presidents warning that a move into private equity could have negative consequences, including impacting the school's tax-exempt status. Reports say the conference could be exploring a $2 billion private equity investment that would involve placing the sale of its media rights and other assets under a new umbrella partially owned by the equity investors. Big Ten Commissioner Tony Petitti did not share specifics at the conference's basketball media days this week. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Britain's antitrust watchdog is labeling Google a strategic player in the online search advertising market, paving the way for regulators to force the company to change its business practices to ensure more competition in that market. More details at srnnews.com.